2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
And here we go, the 15-minute morning show podcast. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Look, there's Froggy and Danielle and Gandhi and Scary. There's Scotty B, the birthday boy, in the other room. He can't.
Happy birthday,
Scotty.
There's an empty chair where Straight Nate typically sits. Dave Brody lounging by the pool, and there's Garrett.
Yes.
That took 15 minutes just to do that announcement. All right, well, bye.
Wrap it up.
So,
let's go.
Listen, I want to thank each and every one of you, and Nate as well. Nate, where are you?
Nate. I think he had a 3-2-4-2 emergency.
There he is.
Oh, he's back.
Nate.
Oh.
Nate, we're talking about you. Nate.
We're
working here. We
Nate?
Need you. He had to pee. I just wanted to thank each and every one of you for taking a charge yesterday when I had to be out because of the storm and connectivity issues and whatever.
Right. Anytime you want to take a day off, we can handle it, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we don't even talk about you when you're not here.
Okay. Well, that's the issue. So it's coming back to me. By many people that you guys were telling your favorite Elvis diva moment stories.
Yes.
What?
It was Danielle's idea.
It was Danielle's
idea. No,
okay. First of all, that's not how it started.
I expect
one
you,
of you told
to tell me exactly
one of you,
what happened.
Okay, so somebody started telling a diva story about Elvis.
On my birthday.
And then... Yes, and then we were like, oh, you know, we should tell stories about Elvis. And then somebody else started telling another diva story about Elvis. And then I said, oh, you know what? Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe we should come up with those types of stories for his birthday. So technically, it was my idea, but I didn't start it. That's the honest truth.
That's exactly what happened. Touching moments where we felt like, you know, you made our lives better in some way. And then Danielle goes... We should just do moments.
You know what? You're an asshole, because that's not what happened.
No. Okay.
Stop being a fucking
that's
asshole.
Not what happened.
Well, no matter how it came about, it came about. So yeah. I would like to hear some of these stories. I missed out on them. Were these on the air?
Yes, we did this on the air.
No, we didn't. We did it on the podcast.
Yeah, it wasn't on the air. Podcast.
Oh, then why do we want to tell these stories again? It's 2 days in a row of the same diva stories about me.
Nate, because this time you can respond to them.
Oh.
It was on the radio. It was
it
not
was
on the
radio.
It was?
Oh. Yeah.
For sure.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't remember.
Okay. Oh, I remember.
Okay, okay. It doesn't matter where it was. It was somewhere. And I'd like for someone to start. What was your diva story about me that you told? Danielle, don't tell the whole thing, but the time where I what?
Mine was just when I used to book the guests like Nate does and how I would book the guests. And then the day that the guest was supposed to come, you would say to me, who booked this guest? And I would say, you did. And then you would say, I would never book this guest for the show. And then I would say, yes, you did.
Okay.
And then
okay.
you would tell me you didn't. And I had you sign a piece of paper, remember?
Wait.
Said you booked the guest.
What, Brody?
Elvis, wouldn't it be more fun if you tried to guess what everyone's diva story was about you?
No, I wouldn't.
He might expose some more diva stories.
Okay, I don't want you to tell the whole story. Like, just tell me that I thought the best diva story was when you XYZ. And just that, like David Brody, what was your favorite?
Oh, you know my favorite. Well, there's two. There's the candelabra story.
Yes.
And the alarm company calling during the show story.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, those are that. Yeah.
Right. I wouldn't qualify those as diva per se. Those are more Elvis bougie stories.
Yeah.
Now, I can't believe my innocent Garrett would tell a diva story about me.
I didn't. They ran out of time. I was going to tell the story when I had to go run to go get you one morning because your alarm didn't go off and I dry heaved outside your apartment. Not like Nate, by the way. I actually almost vomited. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not so bad.
No,
not,
but I didn't tell.
No, it
doesn't paint a bad picture of me.
No, of me, yes.
Yeah. Well, and Scary, what was yours?
Oh, I told the Rihanna story of the time that you were supposed to go on stage and announce her, and the guard told you to get out of the way, and then you said no, and then you said okay, we're leaving, and we went to Nobu instead.
Yeah, we went and had sushi.
I love that.
They came running after us. You've got to come introduce Rihanna. I said I'm not going to screw it.
Right.
No, your people are assholes.
Right. I have to push you out of the way.
I just thought up another one.
Oh no! This is time for fresh diva stories.
This one I could have said.
So this was years ago. Do you guys remember they did some U2 rooftop concert down here in Tribeca? Yes. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah. Yes, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got this email late at night from Tom and all these other big wigs at the company saying, hey, you guys need to talk about this a couple of times on the show tomorrow. I'm like, okay, you know, I was kind of new here at the time.
Right.
Thinking that, okay, we'll just talk about it. I'll let Elvis know. Here's the details. So I'm sitting in his office with him at that next morning, and we're going over a couple of things on the show. And I said, well, I got this email last night to talk about this U2 thing. And he looks at me, he goes, oh, you mean the thing I wasn't invited to? Nope. Not talking about it.
Respect. Respect. Right. You know what? If he wants to talk about experiences, then you need to involve us in the experience.
Right.
You know, so what they wanted me to do was, well, we weren't invited, but the old fuckers that run the company were invited, and they got to go enjoy you too. And then they wanted us to talk about it to impress you too.
Yeah, that didn't
and their
happen.
Management. Like, no, we're not going to do that.
Didn't something like that happen with Taylor Swift, where she literally was next door to you, and you didn't get that invite
yes.
either?
No, another one. iHeart didn't invite me to. It was next door. It was on the roof of the building next door to my building. And they said, well,
you can see it from the window.
Yeah, exactly. We did invite you, but you can talk about it on your show tomorrow. Well, what am I going to say? Oh, I heard it was a great concert. You didn't invite me to. I'm not going to do it.
I agree with you, Elvis.
Okay, you know what? There is nothing wrong with being a bit of an asshole, a bit of a diva from time to time.
I agree.
You owe it to yourself to not let people walk all over you.
So I agree.
Yes. Can I tell you, I really appreciate this, and I have learned from you the power of no. Because there was a time where I showed up to one of our events, and I got locked out at the door, and I was staring at all of you having a good time. Security's telling me I can't get in. There were people saying, hey, can I take a picture with you? I'm like, sure. See, I work here. They wouldn't let me in, and I was like, fine, I'm going home. I don't care. I'm leaving. And I appreciate you teaching me that.
It's like, okay. A long time ago, we were having one of our big concerts, and I was going through, we had to enter through the security gate or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was sort of manhandled a little bit. This guy was a little pushy. And I said, hey, tell him I showed up. Tell him I came as they wanted me to come, but I went home because you wouldn't let me in and you were being really rude to me. So I started walking away, and that's when they're like, oh, no, come back. We're sorry. Yeah. Like, well, it's okay to be a dick sometimes.
Right. You have to be.
Yeah.
Someone told the Y100 Jingle Ball backstage
yesterday. That was Nate.
That was Nate. One of my favorite moments ever. When you told the guy his stomach was taking up half the hallway.
Oh, yeah, the security guard.
Yeah.
The big security guard.
Another security story. By the way, a lot of this is well documented in Elvis's book, Elvis Duran, Where Do I Begin? About the backstage chapter. It's backstage is not a party, right?
Backstage sucks.
Backstage sucks.
Yeah. It does.
Right.
My story was the Whoopi Goldberg story. When the company put Whoopi Goldberg on instead of us, and Elvis is like, I quit, I'm not coming to work. I was brand new. I'm like, well, this is going well.
Well,
I love it.
All right, don't we all have a little diva in us?
Hold on, Gandhi, what was your story?
Mine was the story of you going to play blackjack in Atlantic City, and then they told you had to start over, so you said, no, I'm leaving, and you walked out and got dumplings.
Okay. Why does it always include walking out and getting food?
I've been hangry at the time. Hey, look how relaxed Brody is out by the pool. That's a nice scene.
Yeah.
You look good.
It really is.
Yeah, it'll be green in a few more hours. I keep dumping chemicals in it and stirring it with a big stick, because there's no power.
Oh, my God, that's what they do to me to keep me alive.
If anybody besides Scary would like to come over once this gets going, come on over. Anyone but Scary.
Wow, Scary. Isn't it fun? He takes up real estate in your refrigerator with his Cozy Shack pudding, but he won't allow you near his pool.
Isn't that funny the way that works?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I just realized that's going to have the vid on it when I get it back.
That's true.
By the way, there's deer in my forest right over here.
Aww. Bambi.
If they get close enough, turn around.
I can't
see
them.
Cool.
Let me see if I can. Hold on.
What are you going to call them over?
They have all sorts of diseases, these deer.
Oh my gosh, just look at his forest.
Brody owns a forest. We never knew Brody owned a forest.
I can't see it.
Nice.
Can't see the deer?
No.
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 I see the trees.
Walk closer.
I can't. There's a fence.
Oh, I see it. It's camouflage.
I can't see the deer for the trees.
All right, I'm bored.
I love how we're all like squinting, trying to see it.
I think this thing's pretty much done. Cool. How much time do we have left, Frog?
4 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, jeez, that's a lot of time.
4 minutes.
Can we give him a birthday present ended early? Like a belated birthday present? Is that possible?
Oh, can we maybe ask him what his favorite diva moment of his own is? Or if you saw somebody else on the show really flame out at some point, what was it?
No.
No.
Okay. I don't have any favorite diva moments of mine, but and I'm thinking about you guys. I don't think I recall any of you pulling a diva moment.
No.
Nope.
No.
No.
I don't know.
No.
That's how we lasted so long.
We're not allowed.
I'm actually surprised Danielle. She has, if other than Elvis, of all the people on the show, Danielle has the right to pull a diva moment. She has never pulled a diva moment.
Never.
Ever.
Aw,
there's even
thanks.
Times where I'm like, why doesn't she say something?
So if she pulls something now, she'll get away with it, though. Like, if she does one now, she has one.
Well, it's nice to know that you have a diva moment card you can play at any moment.
Anytime you want.
I'm pulling my card.
Now I feel like a really bad person.
No, you have the diva moment, so we don't have to. That's the key.
Yeah, and your name's on the show. Exactly. Your name's on the show. You're allowed to have the diva moment.
Yeah, and when you do it, like, sometimes it's entertaining for us. Like, the Rihanna moment was entertaining for us. And when the guy, the Y100 security guard, when he was yelling at everybody in the hallway and he was taking up half the hallway, you were the only person that had the nerve to say what everybody else was thinking. Yeah. So I don't really have a problem with your diva moments. I love them. I think they're great.
And a lot of times it's warranted because a lot of people get away with treating people like shit and they shouldn't. They really shouldn't.
My favorite
part
is
they get like power crazy.
I know when they're coming and I get excited. I tell people that are around us, I'm like, this is about to get really fucking
here
good.
It comes.
Do not leave. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He does. About to
go. I go,
he does.
If they say one more thing to him, watch what the fuck's going to happen. This is going to be the greatest moment ever. Watch.
Get your camera out.
Wow. But Elvis, like you said, it's about respect. It's about sticking up for yourself. Like, you stuck up for yourself when Scary, like we told yesterday, put his food in your microwave, and you stuck up for yourself and your microwave by throwing it across the room.
And I threw it
by throwing
it.
My favorite. So I would get the occasional warning. I've since forgotten these diva moments, but I remember you looking at me and saying this phrase, like, if blank does or doesn't happen, I'm going to lose my shit.
Yeah.
Pre-warning.
You know what? I got that from my dad. My dad lost his shit a lot. He had zero patience. And none. And I got that from him.
I'll say this. I've rescued people from you. So I've seen somebody like starting to push your buttons where I know they're about to piss you off. And I'm like, hey, why don't you shut the fuck up and not say another word before you make him lose his shit? And they're like, okay, thanks.
See, but wait a second. Let's make something very clear. This is not like an Ellen DeGeneres thing.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
These are people who are stupid and don't know when to stop talking. They don't know when to just stop. Like, sometimes enough's enough. Like, stop asking for things.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like Danielle said, it's warranted. I have never seen you blow up when I myself wouldn't have blown up or somebody else wouldn't have.
I've actually walked away from an incident with Elvis going, how did you not lose your shit there? And he's like, well, it's not the right thing to do. You just be nice and do what they want and leave. And I'm like, dude, I would have lost my shit on those people. He's like, no, it's not the thing to do.
You know what drives me crazy is like the Rihanna incident, like, not for anything. Those people worked for her and she's the nicest person. So sometimes they get so power crazy
and they
think like, well,
him.
I can
they push
boss
you.
People around and
never
right, and they can't. No.
I think one of the greatest testaments to the atmosphere of our workplace is how long people have been here. And I think that speaks volumes for itself. If it was a high turnover thing and people were always leaving, no. But look at the core of the show that's been together for my whole life. My life, you guys have been together. So that's awesome.
It's cool.
Okay, rub it in your life.
Yeah,
rub it in your life.
Sorry.
I grew up listening to you guys. It's great.
You little
not
bitch.
Everyone's gonna last a long time.
Look, I worked for a guy who was a real asshole. I know what a real asshole is. Trust me, I've dealt with one. This is another case here.
Same.
Not happening.
All right. Well, I feel like this is like my belated birthday gift. All the nice things you're saying about me, pointing at my worst moments in life. Thank you.
It's like a roast.
I admit it. I threw up in front of your house. I mean,
yeah, and I appreciate that. I mean, who hasn't thrown up in front of my house? I don't know. Tomorrow. Let's do a 30-minute morning show pod or 15-minute morning show podcast that's not about me. Let's
Well,
do
tomorrow's
it.
Friday, and we don't do one, so deal.
You could do one if you want by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go for it, Elvis.
We're off tomorrow.
All right. I fucked up. Sorry.
The 15-minute morning show.